2-1-0.
Mira, y'all, this is Natasha with Norteño T10. Now on Latina Podcasters Network.
I mean, oh, we're on.
2-1-0. Hey, guys, this is Natasha with Latina 210 Podcast. Thank you to Valpa Media for housing and producing, and to Latina Podcast Network for having me in your network. Guys, if you're watching, go listen. If you're listening, go watch. I'm on all streaming platforms. Subscribe to my YouTube. I never thought I would say that, but here I am. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. But yeah, you're gonna want to see who I have today, as always. So please introduce yourself.
First name is Fernando. Last name is Badley. It's French.
Is it?
No, it's just
Badley.
Badley. It's my slave name.
So speaking of you, stop. you do tattoos.
Well,
sorry, body modification.
Thank you,
yeah. Artist.
Yeah, please add in the artist part.
So sorry. My bad.
Yeah.
I'll edit that out. Edit that out. Okay. Thank you. Body modification artist.
Specialist artist.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
All right, can we start over again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Body modification specialist artist.
My bad.
Yeah, thank you.
Won't let it happen again.
But if Ink Masters calls me, it's tattoo artist. I'm in.
Yes. And you have been doing it for how long?
Professionally, 8 years.
Professionally?
Yeah.
So you did it not professionally?
Oh, no.
Okay.
That's what they say, desgraciando la gente.
Ey.
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, you live and learn, homie.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
They were like, you think you can do this? And I was like, pussies don't make heroes, let's do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
I think I'm going to live by that.
Yeah.
Now.
That's my tombstone.
Yeah. As it should be.
As it should be.
Like in old English, too.
Like in old English. Yeah. Or like cracked out letters. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I like
Which one do you like that one?
I like old English
or cracked out letters?
I like old English. It's like refined.
Yeah, that's like 1995.
It is, yeah.
All over again.
Yeah.
Just like your shoes.
I know.
And
busted them out of the box for you.
I know. Thank you.
Literally.
You know what I'm saying? I should have worn mine, but I went OG, triple OG.
I see that.
Yeah.
They're nice though.
Yeah, I know.
I fuck with it.
Yeah.
The whole fit, it's nice.
This whole thing?
Yeah.
I mean.
This whole thing. The tag's on. It's in the back.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh yeah, don't forget. My mom was like, don't forget your curacito. And I was like,
hey.
Ahí va.
Do you tell your mom you're going to be on a podcast?
I was like, I'm going to go with some sucia on podcast.
Wow.
And she was like, ¿qué es eso? I was like, just. Go on YouTube. El tutu.
Yeah.
¿Cuánto cuesta? Uh-huh. I'm like, oh my God, mother. Never mind.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just got to send her the link.
She can't even do the VCR still, homie.
Okay.
What makes you think she can't?
Never mind.
You know what I mean? Once I go see her, I'll be like, mira.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I told you.
So you're from California.
No. El Paso, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Cali. All that good stuff.
Yeah.
I also lived in Virginia and Hawaii.
Everywhere.
You live there. You say it. I live there.
Well, I say you're from Cali.
Well, everyone.
So I just changed your history. So yeah. You're actually not from Cali.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Because I just
El Paso.
Said it. Yeah. El Paso's gross.
Gross. You know what I mean?
Sorry. In case you're in El Paso, I'm so sorry. And I'm just kidding.
All these. What are you calling this? Chicos tacos? Por favor. You know what I mean? Why would you put tacos in a soup? Why? Because it's delicious.
Is it?
It's amazing.
Never had it.
Okay, we'll live a little.
I'm fucking trying.
Grow up.
Trying.
Never.
Yeah. I'm like Peter Pan. Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Grow up. Never.
Yeah, it's ghetto. Adulthood is ghetto. It's the hoodest of hoods.
It's the hoodest of hoods.
It is.
I'm like, the bills come in. I was like, I ain't paying that shit.
Mm-mm, like, who the fuck? Who's
got this?
Yeah, and then I got kids, too. Like,
oh, fuck them
who
kids.
Let me do that? Like, I'm a mom.
Because your husband can't pull out our driveway.
Now true. He's just over here
popping out babies like fucking the gremlins and
I don't have that many.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how you live your life.
You have more than me.
I do have more than you.
Fuck you.
It feels so good, homie.
You also can't pull it out of the driveway.
Hell no. And then when she sneezes during it, like, tines it up. It's a whole thing. We'll talk about that later. You know what I mean?
Pero coughing, no sneezing, whatever.
Yeah, it's like coughing, sneezing is now into a sex thing.
You know what I mean? True.
That's our life.
Yeah, you just like sprinkle some pepper on her like during, so she just keeps sneezing.
That's fucked up. What else are you allergic to? Bring the cat in. It's like, fuck this cat. I'm fucking up both them pussies.
Hey. Oh shit.
Pobrecita.
I know.
You know what I mean? At least like at my age, my reset button's like a week and a half, so she ain't gonna get every day. You know what I mean?
Really?
She's got enough Benadryl for next time. You know what I mean? We'll get you some Benadryl. Don't worry. You clear up.
Yeah.
It'll be a week and a half from now.
Yeah. Well, because you can't have it like every day.
Hell no.
Benadryl's not good for you. Por favor, like every day.
Yeah. And I'm old.
You throw you back out.
I mean, I'm not gonna be on top. I'm a body modification specialist. I'm going to blow out my wrist for the next day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to be hanging on like a plank.
So you don't do nothing. You're like the equivalent of like a pillow princess.
Yeah.
You just lay there.
Yeah. I just look good though.
Let it happen.
I look good though.
So do pillow princesses, I think.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not one, but I've heard, I guess.
We're going to go with that.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay. So you are actually my tattoo artist.
Yeah.
And have been. I can't remember how I found you. No, now I remember. Just kidding. Yeah. Yes. Y'all found me. Okay. I remember.
All right. Let's start over again.
Let's start over.
All right.
I got it together. Got my shit together now. Yeah.
There we were.
Yes.
Balls deep in her mouth. Then she started to yodel. Then Kelly called you because she found you.
Yes.
Because she's like, oh, women are empowering. And you're like, the same thing. And blah, 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 with the woo. Down with men. Up with women, you know what I mean?
Period.
Blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
And then you found me, and then that's when the magic happened.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been since 20...
Before COVID.
19? Yeah.
Before COVID.
It was pre-COVID. That's how you know it's real.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we're still together past COVID.
Once COVID came in here, the corona.
It's true.
Came in
and
then destroy this friendship.
I know.
Then it was meant to be, homie.
It's true. Yeah. True. You were like one of the first people that I saw when I came back.
Yeah. I was the first person.
Yeah, literally.
The first person.
He was the first person.
The first person.
I actually think I saw you before my family.
Yeah, and then you got tattooed.
I did, and then I got this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what I love about you is that you, well, I haven't seen it before. I'm sure it's a thing, but I haven't seen it. You have Sharpies. Like your array of Sharpies, and you just like sit down and then you just do your Sharpie work.
Yeah.
And then you just make it magic.
Just so it can be everyone have their own unique tattoo.
Yeah.
Instead of like file print.
Yeah.
I mean, I get a lot of grief about it, but.
Why?
A lot of people are like, especially when we go to conventions or we have Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
People want to be like in and out. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? And I'm like. I'm just like, nah, man, everyone's got to have their own story to their tattoos. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
That's it.
And another thing I love is that people go in there and be like, oh, so like I want this. And he's like, no.
I will tell you it's stupid.
Yeah, he's
you
like, I mean? No, like, we're not doing that.
How about no?
Yeah. How about no, Scott?
How about, por favor? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't tell you how to make pancakes. You know
it's
what I'm saying?
It's true. Yeah.
I'd be like, because I was thinking like, well, what if we put pancakes? We like enchiladas.
Mm.
I mean, it sounds amazing, but it's probably the stupidest idea I've ever came up with.
Pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people come up with the stupid ass ideas with tattoos.
It's true.
So I was like, wait one.
So you just like refuse to do stupid tattoos? Or do you let people?
That.
No, I'm asking. Or do you let people like?
Well, once I give them my ideas and they don't like it, well then money's money.
True.
You know what I mean?
It's like, fuck it.
So, fuck it. Well, this is what you wanted.
Ooh.
All right, let's go. Just tell.
What's the, like, ugliest tattoo you've done? Or, like, worst?
The worst? Well, that Billy Madison show, I had to do a butthole tattoo.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That was one of the stupidest ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And grossest?
And grossest, yeah.
Because then you're, like, in there.
In there. That's spread cheeks, everything.
Mm-hmm. Did you, like, tape them apart? Like, how did that work?
I went, you know, I mean,
hardcore. Who held them apart?
I did.
How, like, you held it and then you, tattooed?
That's it. Yep.
And what did you tattoo?
So I think it was like when the Spurs lost against OKC.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to put OKC Thunder up. In the anus star.
That's gross. And who did you do that on?
Daniel from the Billy Madison show.
Is that still a thing?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. It was
cool. It was like the Howard Stern of the San Antonio.
It was dumb.
And then it was real dumb. And then it got real dumb.
Yes.
It got dumber and dumber and dumber.
I stopped listening. Like, I could do like the Howard Stern-ish thing.
Yeah, like I could still do Howard Stern, but I can't do them.
No.
And they're Howard Stern's way worse.
Yeah.
Maybe because it's Howard Stern.
Maybe.
También.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I get it.
Take away from Howard.
Yeah.
He's been an OG, triple OG, deal with WGB for like a long time.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And these guys are like piggyback on this shit.
Exactly. So, yeah. They can't do it like him.
Yeah. They can't do it like
him. Yeah. Because they're not him. Same with me.
Yeah. Yeah. They can only be one.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, do you ever look at yourself in the mirror and then there's no one there because there can only be one?
No. Wait, yeah. Because I'm actually a vampire too.
Yeah.
So, like, it just, there's no reflection.
I fucking knew it.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Don't tell anybody. It'll be our secret.
Sucking the life out of everybody.
Nah.
Do you say blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
I do. Yeah.
Stupid, dude.
That's how I sleep too.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
I've seen your pictures. Your husband sent me so many pictures and you're holding on that. So you're like,
I don't even sleep like that. Wow. Now I got to like edit a photo of me sleeping. No. Whatever.
Nuh-uh. He sent all of them.
That's weird.
Like, oh, look.
Why would he send you photos of me sleeping?
Edit that out.
What? You know, I buy them.
Yeah. There's actually a link.
Damn.
My mom found it.
That's She thought, hey, mijo.
Mijo, es esta. Es esta. The one you're going to go see the show to. Ah, look at it.
So, okay. So, what's the best tattoo you've ever done? Like, the coolest one where you're like, everybody look at this.
Everybody must see it.
Yeah. Other than mine.
Well, then, show's over.
Yeah, shit.
I got into fat fishes.
What?
Fuck? Yeah, I don't know. Like, I like doing like little puffy koi fishes. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Yeah, they're fucking, they're adorable.
Literally fat kois?
Yeah, like little fat kois. I like doing those.
Okay.
And then, so I did one and then I did it at a convention and then everyone's like, who did that shit? And I was like, he is I am him.
Yeah.
And then birds. I don't know why I like angry birds, but I love doing tattoos of birds.
You did a cardinal on my best friend, also named Fernando.
Yeah.
So you've done a lot of work for him too now. I was I'm telling you, go to my guy. And he was like, fucking terco. He's like, no, I have my guy on the whatever
blah,
side.
Blah, blah.
Yeah.
And here's Fernando walking in like Bambi. You know what I mean? I'm like, get your ass in there, girl.
And now he's, every time he comes into town, like sees you before he sees me. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Sorry, I'm not sorry. You know what I mean?
Wow. Anyway.
Sex sells, girl.
Wow. No, but you do great work.
Oh,
like,
thank you.
Fantastic. I tell people about you all the time. I feel like I've sent you like a bunch of people. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
That and between you and Joy Stacks. That guy.
He still hasn't answered me.
Yeah. Well, he's weird.
Did you tell him?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. He's just too busy.
We'll leave it at that.
Wow. Okay. I mean, we had it all set up.
No, we did. You guys did.
Yeah.
And he does have it all set up. And he has it on his calendar. And then it's Joy Stacks.
No, my friend passed away. So I had to cancel.
Yeah. That's what happened.
And then he was texting me like, hey, like, let's get this rescheduled. And I was like, cool. And then then that's what that sounded like. and then nothing. So, yeah.
Anyway. He'll get back. That's all.
I mean, whatever.
Balls of ball.
Whatever.
Catch him at the gym. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Or at your fucking place.
At my place.
I feel like he's there like once a week.
All the time. It was like.
Like, don't you run out of space?
He's just like, I'll just work out and get bigger. Huh. You know what I mean? Mm. And then more room. Ta-da.
Got it.
Ta-da. You know, we both have kids. Yeah. You always watch this shit over and over.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm at that age where I could have grandkids, dude.
That's wild.
I know.
Are you ready?
Fuck them kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know they're going to want you to babysit.
Yeah. And I'm like going to Heisman all them grandbabies.
As you should.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah. These ain't like, even... I already fucking raised y'all.
Yeah.
Don't bring them little rugrats over here.
At all.
Mm-mm.
They bring their dogs. And I'm like, and who wants the CBD treats?
You do. Just do the same thing with your grandkids.
I was like, was that a cough?
NyQuil.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were coughing. Sorry.
No, because I'm traveling now more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they want me to, like, take care of their dogs. And I was like, fuck that. And then dogs?
Are they traveling?
No, they're just, like, partying. I mean, one's 25, one's 22.
Yeah.
So, 23. Ooh. Mm. Today's your birthday. Shout out, Changa.
Today?
Yeah.
Aw.
But she's working, so.
Oh.
So, saves me money.
That sucks. Yeah.
Sucks. Adulting sucks.
Yeah, it does. Dang, super ghetto here.
Super ghetto here.
Yeah, I hate it.
I know.
Yeah. So, how long have you been married?
20 blah, 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 blah years. Mm. I guess like five, four or five. 24.
She's going to watch this. So, yeah. You better know that number.
Yeah. So, I'm just like.
So, you're sticking with 25?
I know it's 25. Because I just judge it by Martin, my oldest one.
Oh.
So he's like, he's 25? All right.
Is it like a shotgun wedding?
No, it wasn't a shotgun wedding.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It was like one of those like I needed to settle down. Mm. And then she was like, gotcha, bitch. And I was like, got him. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? Mm. Growing up in the hood in El Paso.
Mm.
Or so, California.
Yeah.
El Paso.
Yeah. California. Don't forget.
Don't forget.
That's where you're from. Forget. Yeah. So why did you leave El Paso? Other than the fact that it's El Paso.
Yeah. Well, A, it's El Paso.
Yeah.
B, I mean, I got married and was going with two kids. And then, like, my probation was over. So I was like, let's get the fuck out of here. And I thought I was going to go back to San Diego, but the Navy sent me to Norfolk, Virginia.
Virginia.
Man, it was so bad there.
Really?
Oh, my God. Virginia sucked.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Why?
Because it was always like gloomy and cold. And it was like, am I in Gotham City?
Yeah. That's my vibe, though.
Yeah. Because you're fucking weird, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Because you're a vampire.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, so yeah, I was like,
That's crazy.
And then so as soon as I left there, I went straight to Hawaii. They put us in Hawaii and I never left. And then
obviously left.
And then obviously I'm here now.
Yeah.
But during my active duty times, I was just like.
So what brought you to San Antonio?
I don't know.
Like, did you get stationed here?
Nah.
No, you're just like, fuck it, San Antonio?
Yeah, I was like. She wanted to move back to Texas. I was like, well, you better choose San Antonio, Austin, or Houston because we ain't going back to El Paso.
Mm-mm.
I just don't want to be close to family. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That way, like, when we raise our kids, we're raising them, not like the grandkids, not the grandparents or the uncles or anything like that.
Yeah.
Everyone has a little two cents and shit. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So I just want to, like, fuck them up myself. By myself.
And did you?
Look at them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So proud of you.
So proud of me.
You did great.
Fucked up kids.
You did exactly what you set out to
exactly
do.
Exactly what we did.
Yeah.
We did it ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. So very proud of you.
Me and Jennifer should be so proud.
Yeah. She's going to be so mad. Well, he's saying it, not me, Jennifer.
No. She was involved.
Okay. So tell me what you love most about tattooing. Body modification artist.
Body
CEO.
Modification artist. What do you like about tattoos?
It's art.
Exactly.
Yeah. For me, I mean, there's a story behind each one.
Yeah.
And meaning. And yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like every tattoo is like, even though there's a lot of matching tattoos, they're not the same.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But what do you love about it? Like, do you get that same, like, feeling of, like, oh, this is meaningful for me? Or you're just like, man, this is another thing I'm doing. Like, get like to
another,
work.
Like,
do you see it as work or do you, like, love what you do?
No, no, no. Because, like, I used to hate work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then when I got out, I was just like, I'm not doing this shit. You know what I mean? I worked at some places where, like, accounting and stuff like that, and yeah. I only lasted like 4 months,
yeah,
if that.
Yeah,
I couldn't even do school. So then, like, I was like, I'm not gonna play with the tip anymore. I'm just gonna go all in.
As you should.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I just went. I was like, I'm gonna be a tattoo artist.
Just raw dog it. Raw dog life.
Raw dog life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't even spit. I just went hard.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And so then, like, from there, because I hated my other job, everyone knew it, but they knew what I was all about. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like art, tattooing, being hood, and so they loved it. So people from New Jersey called me up, people from New York, people from all over the states, you know what I mean? So then I traveled doing that shit, and then was a traveling artist for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I just kind of figured that was fun, but I gotta settle down.
Yeah.
And just like have them come to me. So now people come to me, you know what I mean? No biggie.
Did you think when you started that you would be traveling or you'd be asked to like be like an artist spotlight?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Not because I sucked.
What?
I was horrible back then. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, yeah, well, hopefully it'll buff out. You know what I mean?
How do you get better?
You just, because there's other people like that don't have that open mind.
Mm-hmm.
And me, wherever I went, was like, I would ask questions. Even though like, I already knew how to do this stuff, how to, you know what I mean? Like, every little dumb question was, like, something that, like, you can build off of.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you understand that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, because you got to start somewhere.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And still now I ask questions, even from, like, the apprentice, because what if I forgot something?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you go so far forward that there's some fundamentals that you skip.
Yeah.
And then they kind of let you know, you know what I mean? Because it's fresh on their mind.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, back in my day.
Back in my days, we didn't use no alcohol. We used Bud Light.
Damn.
Damn. What's up?
The Tito's.
You know what I mean? See, just like that movie, Blood and Blood Out. You got to christen that tattooist.
Is there any body part or area you won't tattoo?
Like, I don't tattoo under boobs anymore. I don't do, like, the lower back tattoos. I don't do anything symmetrical. Because it's not going to be freehand.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, now I'm more like, well, just leaning towards freehand. That's it.
Okay.
So, if it's, like, symmetrical, well, then it's not for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And usually, like when, like, anybody, girls or guys, they want, like, a symmetrical tattoo, like, a top or bottom. I'm like, it's not my thing.
So, you're cool that I went to Christina for mine?
Oh. Christina's dope, though.
She is.
Yo, that girl is like, she just goes like, all right, I'm ready to go. You know what I mean? And she just zones out for hours.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was just one hit, girl. Pussy.
Yeah. Could have done more.
Hit another one, pussy. Hit it again. No, but she is like perfect for like that style. You know what I mean? And then she's a female that like takes her female art. Industry, is that a word? Who cares? And she puts it in her tattoos.
Yes.
And that's what I like about her.
Yeah.
The homegirl, she like, and she dresses very feminine. She doesn't like try and, she doesn't try to be like the typical tattoo artist. She just is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's just this who she is. And then she dresses, you know, real feminine and does her feminine tattoos and she rolls with it hard.
That was like one of the, I've only cheated on you twice.
Yeah.
But that was one of the
That was a good cheat, right?
It was. But now I'm happy. This is the first time I'm hearing that you don't like the underboob symmetrical.
No,
yeah. That's what I got.
I love titties, but I can't. You know what I mean? I'm like, do we tape this one up here? I don't fucking know. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So I was like, that's why I got that studio where it's nothing but windows.
Yeah.
So people would ask me for that shit. I was like, do you really want that shit?
I mean.
It's too open here.
Yeah. I don't really care. But it was definitely very like, not intimate, but, like, it would have been awkward, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, it was me and her, and I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
take every
watching
pants.
TV. Let's go. Yeah. I was like, I get naked, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going to get naked, right?
Full naked.
Full on naked.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there so, videos like that?
So both of us were naked because she's like, I don't want to make you uncomfortable. And I was like, thank you for making me feel more comfortable. You know,
it's that customer service. That would have been weird. Like, do I take it? How we're making it weird because I made it weird. You're making it weird because I made it weird. No, you're making it weird.
Yeah.
No. You know what I mean?
Now back the whole thing's just weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you going to go anywhere this year?
Am I going to what?
Go anywhere this year?
Yeah. Like travel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I went to LA already.
Yeah.
And then I have.
Hence the shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to. Well, no, I'm going to Salem.
Where's that at?
Like Massachusetts.
Boston's dope.
The massholes. Yeah.
I love their like attitude-ish.
Yeah. Well, I went to Boston last year.
Uh huh.
And it was dead as fuck. Like dead. Like by 9 p.m., everything was like shut down.
That's what Boston is, though.
It's That's not real a, stupid.
It's not one of those like. They're day drinkers.
I mean, I didn't know that. So I was like.
It's not
like,
New York.
Yeah.
You got to remember that. It's not New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Boston's like day. They enjoy their whatever little sunlight they have.
Yeah.
And then, and what's funny is like these Bostonians. Mm-hmm. Can I say that?
Sure.
Whatever. I said it.
We're not PC here.
Right. They like to, they know like. Every history of their old fucking buildings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like see, over here, we don't know shit. We just know the Alamo.
I mean, I know where like the haunted places are.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But who owned them?
I don't know.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
They know everything. Like what king, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
What settlers were in there. What red jackets were like killing who, you know what I mean?
Mm.
During what time. And I'm like, oh, cool, bro. Where's Fury? Where's Cheers at?
I definitely went to Cheers.
Yeah, you know.
I had to. Yeah.
And it smelled like what you would think it would smell like.
Well, there was so many fucking people. I didn't realize, one, how small it was. Like down there, like when you walk in.
Yeah, because you walk down street downstairs. Level. Yeah.
Like street level, it was like this big. I was like, what the hell? Yeah.
I mean, it is small on the show, though. And then when you walk in there, you're like, okay, yeah, it is small.
I think because I don't remember. Like, I was a kid. Like, I was a wee one.
Oh.
So it looked bigger.
Well, watch some VH1, for God's sakes. You know what I mean?
Is that still a thing?
I was going to ask you first.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
I mean, we can Google it. Oh, you know what? The new thing should be Bing It.
Should be what?
Bing It.
What's that? Bing It?
Yeah, Bing.
We're binging now?
Yeah, we're binging.
Oh.
Does it sound better, though?
That we're binging?
That we're
binging?
Yeah, Bing It, bro.
Bing It?
Yeah, don't Google it. Bing It.
Ooh, I don't know. It feels wrong.
Write that down.
Yeah. Bing It.
Yeah, next time.
Yeah. I'm going to make that a poll. Yeah, Bing or Google.
But once you go Bing, you can't go back.
I mean, I don't know. Like, yeah, hey, Bing.
I tried it.
Do you say Bing? Do you say, like, hey, Bing? Or, like, is it, like, hey, Siri? Or, like, hey, Google?
I don't know.
No, not you.
I'm honestly, I like to bang it.
I'm not sponsored, so I'll edit that out. Blur that out. I prefer that. Red Bull.
Red Bull's dope.
Also Monster.
I don't like Monster.
I only like the white one.
Oh, that's racist.
What is red?
Wow. Wow.
With the Monsters. And I only do sugar-free Red Bull.
I like the apple one. Or
you would.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But like the regular Red Bulls are like kind of medicine-y to me.
Yeah, I don't like the regular.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but then when you're just like. Murr, 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 murr.
But it almost like doesn't work anymore. Like I need like the fucking.
You think it doesn't,
size.
But you stay a day or two without it. And you're like, I need a Red Bull.
No, that's me. That's me right now. And you came in with that and I was like, ooh, I want a Red Bull right now.
I remember like, because I just came back from Vegas. And like I walked into my friend's shop and his nephew's like, oh, hey, what's up, Fernando? And I was like, what's up, my boy? And he was like, you want to do drugs? Like the kind you do in the restroom? And I was just like,
what?
No, I got my bangs here. I should be good with this. He's like, suit yourself.
What the hell?
Then it's Vegas.
And what time was it?
Like 3 in the afternoon.
Oh,
you know
my
I mean?
God.
Like, yeah, we'll just there's some more in the restroom if you want.
Oh my God.
I was like, I'm all right.
Thank you.
And they were like, and then they're like, hey, we're having a smoke fest. You want some weed? And I'm like, I haven't touched weed in over 25 years.
That's crazy.
And like, they were like, I thought you were a tattoo artist. I was like, but I'm a medication specialist.
Yeah. You're also a clean one. Like, very clean. Like, you don't, like, you stop drinking too, right?
No, I mean, I drink Michelob Ultra. Hard.
Carnal.
calm down, yeah, my boy.
That's my shit.
I know, dude. I just love Michelob Ultra. I can't drink that Modelo shit. Like, it's good, but, like, it has to be really cold.
Yeah.
And then once a little bit of temperature goes in there, and it's like, back to piss.
Yeah. When
Michelob Ultra, I just keep going.
It hits different. It's very light.
And very.
It's like 90 calories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, when I'm drinking it, when I'm at the pool.
Right?
It's going everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What about seltzers? You don't do seltzers?
Mm-mm.
Have you tried
it? Hard.
Oh, yeah?
They hit me too hard.
I can't do White Claws. They give me a headache.
Yeah, they're too sweet. And then, like, I tried the Topo Chico ones.
Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty sick, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they hit me hard.
I mean, yeah, it's alcohol.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But it's, like, 6%. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Michelob Ultra is, like, 3.%.
You know true. I mean?
So you're just like, oh, sipping on some sizzle.
Yeah.
Sipping on some sizzle.
You're leaning. You're all, what's happening? Like,
and I'm going to go to bed right now.
It's 7 p.m.
What time do you go to bed now?
What's that?
What time do you go to bed?
No, what is that? What's bed?
Oh.
Sleep? You sleep? That's weird.
Sleep in a dais.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. No, honestly, probably like 3 to 5 a.m. depending on what I have going on.
So I hit the bed. At 10.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't fall asleep till 3.
Yeah. What do you do in that time?
What do I do?
I mean, yeah. Well,
like, first of all, I scratch every inch of my body.
Oh, okay.
For about an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I feel like maybe you need Benadryl for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
I mean, maybe I'll get laid or not. You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe we should start sneezing. I don't fucking know. Yeah, that's my meeting call. Oh, shit. What's up?
Yeah,
what's up? We doing this? Hey. We doing this?
Yeah.
What that mouth do? But
you're already, like, pants down.
But it's because, like, I go through, like, tutorials or books and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? So I got so much in your... When you get, you know, our age, we got so much in our brains.
Who's our age?
Kick it. All right? You're not in your 20s anymore, homie.
But I'm not your age.
I mean, I know you're not 40 blah 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 years old.
No.
But
I'm 29.
You're not 29. Are you 29?
Mm-hmm.
When do you get to 30s?
Uh-huh.
When do you hit 30s?
On our birthday.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
We have the same birthday, homie.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one party? We're not gonna talk about it.
Why?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah. I keep trying to bring you back. I tell everybody about that. And then everybody that's been to that party, that went to that party, was like, yo, like, they had a fucking tattoo artist there. And I was like, that's my guy. And then you just keep ghosting me now for.
Well, what happened this year? I had to go to El Paso.
Mm.
And then, because the same tattoo company that flies me out to Vegas flew me out to El Paso for the holidays.
Oh.
So I stayed there instead of, like, kicking it with, like, my in-laws. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They cool, but.
Yeah.
They're not my family. You know what I'm saying? But so I was at the shop working, blah blah blah, blah, blah. And then the year before that
you said you were gonna come and then you just didn't come.
Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm. I have a good memory.
Yeah, because I was in Colorado.
Mm-mm.
Well,
mm-mm.
Why are you lying?
I'm not lying.
I don't know where I was at.
You were here.
Was I here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, because I literally ran into you. No,
it was graduation.
That was graduation. But that was out. I ran into you at Costco.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah. And then you just didn't. Because your son was in town.
Yeah.
Uh huh. And I told you, bring him.
Bring him.
Mm-hmm.
Bring his ass.
Mm-hmm. That got kind of crazy.
That what?
The graduation party.
Yeah.
Yeah. You missed it.
Yeah, well, yeah. Because your graduation party was the same day as a Fat Boy's graduation party.
Was it? Son.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Joey Stacks comes over and starts telling all his little friends. And it's like, you know what's not really bad for your body is steroids. I was like, oh, my God, Joey. Yes, it is, kids.
Good. Don't do steroids.
Don't do steroids.
No.
You know what I mean? Just don't.
Yeah.
Maybe in your 30s. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know where you go. But just not right now. Mm-hmm. Know what I mean?
Well, yeah. That's fine. Next graduation party.
Next graduation yeah, party.
That's fine. For my next doctorate degree.
There's next one. Yeah. Are you going to school for anything?
I'm going to go back to school.
Ew.
Because I'm going to defer till I die. I'm not paying those fucking student loans.
You're fucking crazy, dude.
I just like learning. Big nerd.
Fucking grow up, nerd. Never.
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 Yeah. But I'm going to go for mortuary science.
What is that?
Like a mortician.
For dead people?
No, for alive people. I'm just going to kill people. And then see what happens.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can see that.
Yeah.
Honestly. We're going to.
What do you mean?
Like if someone comes up to me and be like, hey, I think Natasha killed this person. I'm like, yeah, probably.
But would you ask like, what did they do?
Nah.
No? Nah. You think I would just like ruthlessly kill people?
I would. There would be like, oh, he burped.
I mean, it's a man, so. I'm just kidding, guys.
Goddamn men. Men.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude, that reminds me of Cancun. You should have been Cancun.
Yeah, you didn't invite me.
Okay.
You never invite me anywhere. Okay, so I would totally go.
All right. So imagine going to Cancun with a bunch of brand new 18-year-old kids.
No, thank you.
Exactly.
Immediately no.
Immediately no, right? I was like, fuck my life. All right. So I had to work late, and then we flew to Cancun, and then Fat Boy, which is 18 now, and four or five of his other friends from high school, from his football team, so jocks at that. You know what I mean? They land to Cancun immediately. I sneeze and all their shirts are off. Like, no one has a shirt on. Okay. I was like, well, I'm that dude with the pool with the t-shirt on. You know what I mean? I was like, no, I'm G. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I land there. I go to the bar, get my drinks. Jennifer, my wife, and the other moms, like, go and get, like.
Oh, the moms went too?
Yeah, because, like, their parents went. So it was kind of like everyone together. Oh. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I was like, 7 o'clock, I'm drunk, I'm day drunk, I've stayed up all this entire week so I can have like these days off.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go to bed. You know what I mean? Take this little power nap.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then so like they wake me up at 8 o'clock and they were like, yo, we can't find Fat Boy. I know. In Mexico.
Oh, no.
I know. And then we look around everywhere, finally find his drunk ass on the stairway, like feet on the stairs, body just plopped out like that. And people were trying to wake him up. They were like, oh, do you know your name? Do you know where you're at? You know, finally, like Jennifer, like rushes to him. And I like walks over and I'm like, what's up, Fat Boy? You all right? And he hears my voice like, oh, yeah. What's up? What's up? What's up? Get your ass in the room. Go to bed.
Yeah.
Day one.
Oh, my God.
Not even day one. Hour four.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean.
And then by day three, like, he's trying to show me, like, these girls on his phone.
Uh-huh.
He's like, oh, check it out. I smashed that one. Oh, check it out. And I was like, homie, I can't look at these little girls. Yeah. 6 months ago, they were, like, not legal.
Yeah.
Like, show me their mom or something. Yeah. Not, like,
or,
them.
Like, their tia or something.
Yeah, like, something.
Yeah.
Just not that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, this little girl and her brother were, like, trying to get at the group,
mm-hmm.
which we call them the squad.
Okay.
And so I was just like, I think that little boy is trying to get with whatever's left over.
Oh.
Because, like, why isn't he hanging out with chicks? Why is he hanging out with a sister that the sister's trying to get with dudes?
Maybe he's just, like, staying with the sister because dudes are scary.
But he's, like, luring her in. Like, hey, my sister's.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. From the outside looking in, right?
That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
And so I was like, my boy.
His sister?
Yeah. And I was just like, hey, I think Yeah, because they even look alike. They were like Filipino or Thai. Huh. No, I think they were Thai. Huh. But like American Thai. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I was like, yo, man, like, I think this kid's like trying to get at any of y'all drunk little kids. You know what I mean? And so my wife tries to tell him. And he's like, Mom, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? I'm going as man. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So at 18?
Like, yeah, 18.1.
Sure. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And then so she was like, the other mom was arguing with the other one, and the other mom was arguing with her son, and it was just like all at the same time. They were like, you know what? Fuck these kids. And my wife's like, yeah, fuck these kids. And then they put the song on, fuck these kids.
Yeah.
And then they had like a whole crowd in the background. Oh. Like they were all like fuck flash these mob. Kids. Yeah, yeah. Like, I love it. Fuck these kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't even know what was going on in the background. I was just like,
I would have done the same thing.
I was like, how is not anybody taking video of this shit? This is a music video.
It's happening right now.
It's happening right now. I just woke up from a nap and this is what happens.
That's crazy.
I know. So,
so how did it end?
It ended lots of diarrhea and
not for you, for the kids.
Oh, they're like, we're gonna do this shit again. I'm like, not with me. Mm-mm. Hell no. Mm-mm. Hell no. Mm-mm. But you'll see. You'll get there. Yeah, you will.
No, I don't want it.
I just met your daughter, so you will.
No, I will not. Oh, my God. I'm so concerned for myself. Like, but also, like, she's kind of mean. Like, I'm really nice. Like, she's kind of mean. Like, she'll tell people when she does talk, she's like, no.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, like, come. And she's like, no.
No?
And, like, just no fucks. Like, I don't want to do that. I'm not doing that.
It's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to my TikTok.
Yeah. She doesn't have a TikTok. She's not one of those.
Oh. Do you hear about TikTok? They're getting rid of that shit?
They might.
Yeah.
If the Chinese owner doesn't sell it.
That's weird, right?
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, aren't there like, I don't know, like other matters that should be tended to before just we worry about fucking TikTok?
If we're worried about TikTok and there's like two blocks down, there's a whole row of homeless people. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe tend to them.
Yeah.
Maybe TikTok about them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Please, someone help.
Right. Boop, boop, boop. Or like the mental health crisis in the United States, or like homeless veterans, or like, I don't know.
I don't know. Choose one. One from that.
I know.
And then once that's fixed,
then TikTok. Maybe.
Then we'll go to TikTok.
Maybe.
But before then, like, how about any of those? You know what I mean?
I know. I hate it here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love it here, though. I like to point and laugh. That's the best part of my life.
Fair enough.
Right?
Yeah. You people watch a lot?
You people? Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yes. That's all I do when I'm out of town.
Do you ever, like, create scenarios and, like, what you think is happening?
Well, I like to look at couples.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, that's a first date. Or she's not interested. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he can see it, like, right away.
It's all about like body language too.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Or like that's the Sancha.
You
know what I'm saying?
Like he looks happier.
If like, oh man, was like if like the body signs are like way too close.
Oh yeah.
I was like, that's Sancha. And it's like if they're like married for like 25 years, like the wife's not gonna give a fuck about like she'll be dolled up except for her shoes. You know what I mean? It'll be like something that's just like
interesting. I feel like that about guys. Like, guys, after a certain time in a relationship, get too comfortable, and then they just, like, don't care how they look.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not going to fight that.
All right, fuck you then. Yeah, well, fuck you then.
Yeah.
Well, girls get fat.
So do guys.
We sure do. Oh, my God. I was always telling Jennifer, I was like, oh, we're going to go on a diet or something, you know, because we need to lose some weight. She's like, you do, fat ass.
Dang.
I'm like, damn.
So what's it like working with your wife?
It sucks. Because she's like.
On your shit?
On my shit. Mm-hmm. But it's like, that part sucks. But you know what else is really good? That I don't have to worry about shit.
Yeah.
All I have to worry about is going to work. Like, here's the phone.
Yeah.
Here's all my codes.
Yeah.
Let me take them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And read through all of them and then get clients.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why we gotta get clients? Because we got rent to do.
We need to up your social media.
I know.
Yeah. I'll trade.
Okay.
I'll help you.
Sounds good.
And just give me more tattoos.
Yeah. Done.
Okay.
Done.
Perfect.
What are you going to get next?
I don't know. Honestly, well, you don't do watercolor, right?
I do all of them.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think I'd asked you like, but years ago. I want to, nombre. Oh my God. Big white flower. Magnolia. Like.
Those are sick.
Yeah. I want that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Because I have like flowers for like my grandma. And so that's for like my other grandma.
Oh.
Yeah.
I saw my friend's tattoo when I was in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
My boy Tung Ching Gong. And it was from like the Donkey Show. This motherfucker has the Donkey Show from his hip all the way down to his knee.
The what?
The Donkey Show.
What is that? Never mind. Never mind.
I never told you about that?
No, I don't think so.
Oh my
Maybe?
God. Lupita?
Lupita?
You never remember? I was like,
unless you told me a long time ago, I don't know.
Yeah, well, because like I think I was like, I was really young, dude. I was like 13, 14 years old.
Uh huh.
And so there was a soldier that would always like come over and buy weed from us. And so then like he would always get high. And I don't know. I was like, I guess back then they didn't really check, whatever. And he sounded just like Chong.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Chong voice. And then so we always, like, me, Spooky, and Tony were just like, oh, what's up, Pedro? Like, he's like, oh, man, this is really good weed, man. And I was like, yeah, you know what I mean? Whatever.
Yeah.
You know? And we were like, he said something about a donkey show. And it was just like, oh, nah, that's a myth, Holmes. He was like, nah, man. I saw that shit last week. This shit was good, bro. I was falling in love with Lupita. And I was just like, nah, we all looked at each other, it's not real. And he's like, I can take you guys.
What?
And so we went to Juarez.
Yeah.
In Campestre.
Uh-huh.
No, Echo 2000. And so it's like the outskirts. It's like saying like shirts.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Of Juarez.
Mm-hmm.
So then like we went out there and like we went to this bar. Me and Spooky sit down at the bar. Well, it was a strip club, of course. You know what I mean?
Of course.
And then we're like 14 years old.
Yeah.
With a little mustache in the corner. And we're like, no, cervezas, por favor.
You got little hairs.
Yeah, really. And we were just like brushing them. You know what I mean? And we had this right here. So we were just like going hard. And I was just like, no, cervezas, por favor. And so like we get our beers. And then this girl comes up. And she's like, muchachos. But in Spanish, of course. Like, you want to see a disappearing act? And we were just like, yeah. So she squats down. My beer's gone. She squats down again. His beer's gone. And she was like, abracadabra. And then they all slammed down. I was like, holy shit. And I was just like, those monster races for four. Because I ain't fucking touching those fucking And so then, like, right as, like, they're about to give us our beers, this old dude comes out, right? But, like, the classic Wrangler jeans with the pointy boots. And his hat was, like, plastered on the side.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with panza.
It's
and
like a
like,
movie.
Yeah, and he was like, señores y señores, Lupita. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And so Lupita comes out, and she's not very good looking.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So she's like the cleaning lady that has, like, more panza than chichis.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so then, these other vaqueros come out, and they're, like, they have these cranes. And then, because you don't just, I know I'm freaking out, right?
No.
Okay, well, can you continue? The donkey, you don't just fuck the donkey.
Okay.
Like, you have to put it in crates because it could hurt Lupita.
Okay.
So they lift up the donkey with these crates, and then, like, the dude's narrating everything. Ora, señores y señores, Lupita se le va a chupar. And so she's like going hard on that thing. And then, ora, señores y señores, Lupita will do this. And señores y señores, ora, Lupita. And like, meanwhile, it's like the Mortal Kombat song is on. You know what I mean? It's like, Mortal Kombat. And everyone's like cheering, throwing pesos and dollars and this and that. That dude's like, he's like, I told you, man, she's fucking hot, huh, man? I was like, we were just like, it's like, homie, I can still smell that fucking smell. I know. And then when, like, National Geographic really comes out when like that donkey just like explodes out and like nearly decapitates poor little Lupita, you know what I mean? And we're just like driving back from fucking this place into Juarez, and we're just waiting in that long ass line. And he's just like, "Yeah, man, she was wild, wasn't it, guys?" And all of us were just like, "We just witnessed bestiality."
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yes, I did go to church that weekend. Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's a lot to process. It's a lot to unpack.
Oh. Yeah. Childhood.
Like she's still alive? Like she's still good? Okay.
I don't know. Should I check up on her?
Yeah.
But that would be weird, wouldn't it?
I wonder if she's still doing it.
I'm like, "Hey, Lupita, how's everything?
How's life?
How's life?
How's downstairs?" Oh, my God. See, and, like, immediately, like, my, like, therapist brain is like, what did she go through in life to get to that point?
Oh, my God.
And, like, how did she even, like, continue?
How does this become?
Like your life. Like, your how? Life. Like at what point are you like, "Ooh, this is what I'm doing"? Like, this is what it's.
Like, yours would be like, "Oh, man, I want to help people."
Yeah.
Because something in my life happened.
Yeah.
And then she went.
The exact opposite.
Left field.
Yeah. And then way you
went
left.
Left. Almost. A
yeah.
Went left twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, Mexico.
Yeah. Cool. Last time I was in Mexico, it was like an all-inclusive trip. It was great.
Yeah. That's where I grew up at.
Yeah. I like got some massages, drank a bunch, full body on the beach. That was very nice.
Wow. When'd you go?
Fuck. It's been a minute. I want to say it's been like 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah, or 9 years. It's been a long time. No, wait, I'm lying. No, I'm not lying.
Always lying.
Yeah. You're
always lying.
No, yeah, it's been like 8 years, 9 years. I went to Cabo. I've been to like.
Where's Cabo at? Like the right or left?
It's by the Baja. Like.
Oh, by.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you had to go to Cali and then go down there?
Mm-hmm. Well, technically I went to Cozumel. 4 years ago. But it was like we were on a cruise, and so we like stopped at the port and we were there for like a few hours. So
yeah. Does that really count?
No, not really. Mm-hmm.
Right? Did you even get any tacos?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
And margaritas. Well, then
maybe that counted.
Yeah. And I did the little pedicure where like the little fish are in there.
Oh yeah.
Weird as fuck. I just wanted to see what it was like, and I'm good now.
Yeah, because that's actually like a Chinese thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's very interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what if they were like,
shh.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about it. Okay. I know what I did, and I'm not going to do it again. That's all that matters.
You're like,
yeah.
You don't belong there.
Yeah. How'd you get here? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Thought it was you, George.
Yay.
Hey.
Okay, so what's next?
Chicago's next. I got to go to Chicago. Their convention there.
Are you ever going to invite me to anything that you fucking do?
Chicago? You should come.
I've never
to
been to Chicago.
You never been to Chirac? Mm-hmm. Chicago's dope.
Yeah.
There's a lot of raza there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah. Actually, the best Mexican food is in Chicago. Everyone says that Texas, California are the best ones, but you haven't had Chicago.
I haven't.
Chicago food, hands down, the best
when
in
are you
the
going?
U.S. I guess like 2 weeks.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like end of the month?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then I'm going to Baltimore and then North Carolina.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like every month or what?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Every month somewhere. And that's it. This year, after this year is over, I'm not gonna travel that much anymore.
No?
Nah.
You're not doing Hawaii this year?
Oh, yeah, we're going to Hawaii.
Of course.
Yeah.
When are you going to go?
Yeah, I think we got it for like July or some shit like that.
Okay.
Something like that.
When is hurricane season?
Like September.
September to what though?
Like September, November, December is like the rainy hurricane season. Mm. So that's when they have like the best waves though. But it's really rainy. Mm. So they don't have a winter, but they just have like a rainy season.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you been to Hawaii yet?
Like in passing.
Oh, you're so stupid.
Because when I lived in Guam, that was like the midpoint. We'd stop in Hawaii.
But just stop.
I know, stop. I was there for like a day and a half because I was waiting for another flight, like MAC flight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was it. So I didn't really like do shit.
That's not enough.
I know.
Guam's dope though.
I love Guam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Chamorros are like the best.
They're like us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super Mexican, but like
yes.
Not Mexican.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Pacific
like when it comes Islanders, to like yeah. family.
For sure.
Like
I know. I was like, what do y'all like to do here? And they're like, drink beer and like hang out barbecue. With yeah. And like. Yeah. Hang out with family, and I was like, oh, so you're us.
Yeah. And then like, and if my kids get out of line, they'll let them know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, well, auntie already told you. Mm-hmm. I was like, I guess I don't need to tell them again.
Right.
You
know yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, and man. Like, I miss that red rice, though. And then like.
That's a Guam thing.
Yeah. And the finna denny.
That's definitely a Guam thing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And like they would do the char broiled oysters on the. I know, so good.
It's like food porn.
Literally. Like, I know.
Oh, man. They would have, like, the oysters, mm-hmm. and then they put them in the grill, mm-hmm. and then they'd open it up, and they'd put soy sauce,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, hot sauce, mm-hmm. and sprinkle some garlic.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like.
Yeah, and their barbecue. I would go to Chamorro
Village.
The short ribs.
Yes. All the time, right?
You're yes. Like, just, yeah, just ribs on ribs on ribs.
Ribs on ribs on
yeah.
ribs on ribs.
Yeah, yes.
With the white rice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That white rice goes hard when it's on the ribs.
No, the red rice. Well, they would do both, but that red rice was like, it just hit different.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah.
It went straight to my hips, though.
The same.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was so tanned, though. Like, I've never been that tanned.
My kids look so tanned. They look like Filipinos.
Yeah, no, I was dark. Yeah. I mean, and I was like a bronze.
I just tanned like a lobster.
Oh.
I was just red the entire time. I'm like, and I'm red.
Yeah.
And I'm red again.
I have photos, but no, I was like tan as fuck.
Damn.
I know. Now I'm all.
Now you're all.
Pasty.
You're all Spaniard.
Yeah.
You know what, I'm not even Mexican Spaniard. Come in that way.
It's true.
No, you're not. You're Mexican.
It's literally
Stop
true.
It.
I have DNA tests.
It's like, okay, well, I'm white, but my last name, because my last name, but no, I'm just Mexican.
Badley is not a Mexican name, though.
Oh, it's from my, I was adopted.
Mm.
That's why I said it in my slave name.
You're stupid. They're like, no, we're taking that away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like,
Badley. How the fuck
now?
Is our last name an adverb, Dad?
True.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. And so that's actually your handle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Badley Made Tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And if I fuck it up, what's in the name?
It. Yeah, like, you knew.
You knew.
Yeah.
You came here
yeah,
knowing.
You came to me.
You came to me.
Yeah.
I didn't go to you and be like, yo, you want a Badley Made Tattoo?
Yeah.
No, you said, hey, can I get?
Yeah.
And I was like, in your wrist, carnal.
Yeah.
You're making my professional tools. My
yeah.
Sharpies.
Period.
Period.
I love it, though.
I know.
I love that you do that.
Well, I'm too lazy to stencil and do all this shit.
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Come in, let me draw on you. And if you like it, well, then we do it. If you don't, well, then we'll take it any longer than the stencil.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's true. You did a stencil on me last time. But I think because it was like, was it? Because it was like a.
Yeah, because it was Jill. And it was like also. Same, but different. Remember?
Yeah.
So we had to.
Yeah.
But I still freehanded something.
The flowers. Yeah.
I mean,
you know what's crazy? Like,
have to be.
Only one person has ever asked me what it was. And it was like the other day. Some drunk guy at the bar was like, what is that?
What is that? Does that mean you're a slut or something? Like, it's like geometric line signs of sluttiness, yeah. Okay? This one means top. This one means bottom.
You're
I don't fucking
stupid.
Know.
This one's his friend. This one's back.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and then I try to explain it to him, and then he's like, are you, like, smart or something? I was like, I'm literally walking away from you. Like, you're annoying. Goodbye.
Oh, you're so conceited.
How am I conceited?
Just let him have it.
How?
Give him the explanation.
I did.
Dumb it down for him.
No, I did explain to him. And that's when he's like, so you're like smart.
Well, that's all he had. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, yeah. That's not, next time, be like, so is he smart or something?
Yeah.
Be like, well, you know what I mean? Smarter than Lupita.
And he's all, who's Lupita?
Well, then here comes the story. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You should know. You should know. Yeah.
You should know. Have you been to Juarez? Okay.
Yeah.
Look at my podcast and you'll find out
yeah.
who Lupita is.
Yeah. Look me up. Yeah.
Look me up.
I don't even think I can make that a clip. Like, I think social media like wouldn't even let me post it.
What then?
The Lupita story.
That'd be funny.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I'll just cut it off. At like, so this donkey show and like Lupita and then the crane. And then like people be like, what in the fuck?
What in the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, well. She's a person. She's a person just like you and me.
True.
So her story must be heard.
It's very true.
Goddamn.
Goddamn. Well, if anybody knows Lupita or has seen her.
Please reach out to 808-647-0954. I need to know where she's at in life. I mean, I'll buy her flowers. I don't know. I don't fucking, I mean, something.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's like a multimillionaire now. Like, hey, look. You had to go through all this to get all this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'd rather just work really hard.
Yeah. Those people.
Yeah.
halfway full.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And she just filled it up.
Yep. Several times.
Several times.
Yeah. So what do you want people to know about you?
That we're opening up a different location soon.
What?
Yeah.
What? Congrats. So
we're going to have a closer to my house, bigger, better, and...
like a second location or a new location?
I think second.
Okay. Who's going to run that?
I'll be back and forth.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know yet.
Okay.
I know for sure we're going to have that second location. I don't know if I shut down that other one next to the other spot.
Okay.
But we'll see how the money is.
Okay.
It's running good.
Good.
So we're going to be in that location soon. And then when people text me and I text you back, it's Jennifer, not me.
Yes. Yeah. That happened to me.
So no more dick pics.
Damn it. Yeah. I know. She's like, yeah, he can do, or yeah, I'll do that time. And then she's like, Jennifer. And I was like, oh, hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Gee whiz. Yeah. What that mouth do?
Golly gee.
Oh, man, she's hilarious. Because like, she's like, well, how am I supposed to sound like you? I was like, don't sound like me.
Yeah, say it's you.
Say it's you.
Yeah.
Because you don't want the conversations I have.
No.
With certain people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not that they're bad. They're just weird.
Yeah, like
we're weird.
Yeah, like yeah, and our she's conversation. Not. We're always like talking about the most random shit. Obviously. Yeah.
Aliens.
Yeah.
it just gets weird.
Yeah.
And it's, you know what I mean? Like, it's just gotta get weird sometimes, bro.
For sure.
That's it.
Yeah.
But poor Jennifer, she's new to this game.
Mm.
She's very new. Homegirl came from like working at a doctor's office to working for a husband that travels around the world with nothing but tattoo artists that are perverted and drug addicts and have alcohol problems.
I was going to say sounds like fun until you said the last three things. And then sounds like they just need therapy.
That's what makes a good artist.
Yeah. They're all sad and have problems.
I mean, yes, dude. A poor thing. I took her to Chicago last year. And she's like, okay, what do I have to expect from these people? I was like, don't worry. It's going to be like this, all right? So first, we're going to get there, and then they're going to give us the wrong booth. And then people are going to start yelling, and then someone's going to get it wrong. And then because someone didn't do something right, we're going to do drugs about it. Then they go do drugs. Then they come back 2 hours later. I fix everything, and they come back. And everything's fixed. Okay. And then someone else says, they did everything. themselves. And then at the end of the weekend, my friend Tony and his wife are gonna get in a fight and make a huge scene.
Okay.
And that's just gonna be them because it's gonna be a cancer. So all the people that brought their wives, they're gonna argue in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're gonna get back together like if nothing happened.
Oh.
And then as we were getting on our flight coming back to San Antonio, she was like, in that fucking order, everything happened. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's crazy. I was like,
ha. Anyways.
Would you look at that?
Would you look at that? It's like I've done this before. Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah, that's our life as a tattoo artist.
That's crazy. I mean, I'm still down.
I mean, come on, stop it.
At least like once.
Like once or twice. You know what I mean? And it's funner when you don't involve yourself and you're just looking from the outside in.
Oh, I will grab popcorn and beer and just be like, and
like
then?
The cheese mess. Yeah. Good. Yeah. And sometimes I'll even like put in some of it. You know what I mean?
You're like, I heard.
And I think that's the one he was flirting with.
Gotcha.
Damn.
And then watch it.
And then watch it play puppets.
Dang.
You know what I mean?
I'm down.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. Okay, so 2 weeks Chicago.
2 weeks Chicago.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that's Easter, right?
Uh-uh.
That's in 2 weeks.
Is that 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm. That's Easter weekend.
Well, I'm not definitely going to be there for Easter. I know it's not Easter.
It's the 20... If it's 2 weeks, that's the 29th and 30th, 31st. But the 31st is Easter.
Okay. Shit. It's next week.
Oh, it's next week.
Yep. 21 to the 24th.
Oh.
So, yeah. We'll see you then.
Okay.
It'll be fun.
Book a flight really quick.
Southwest flies over there.
Yeah, perfect. Straight flight?
Straight flight.
Perfect. I love that. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Cool.
Cool. When are you going to go with me to Vegas?
When you fucking invite me.
Well, we had stopped going.
Well, that one time you had called me.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, yeah, there's this, like, really cool place. And, like, y'all could totally come and, like, hang out.
Yeah,
because
we had the apartment.
Yeah,
and then
they
got rid of the apartment.
Oh.
And then they went through new management. And then I started going back again. So that's where I just came back from.
Oh.
And, but
do you have the apartment or no?
They give us an Airbnb.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's big enough for everybody.
Just let me know next time.
Yeah.
But, like, I need, like, advance notice.
So did I.
Okay.
But they just sprung it on me very last minute. So I was just like, ugh. I can't say no to Vegas.
I mean, sometimes it might work.
Sometimes, right?
You know what I mean? I might be like, oh, I have nothing.
I know. I crashed the rental car the very last day I was there.
What the fuck?
I know.
Why?
Totally my fault.
What did you do?
I was hauling ass. They gave me a charger. So I was like, and someone cut me off. And then they fucking hit my front bumper. And then, so I pulled over,
yeah.
I grabbed my insurance, all that good stuff. And I was just like, was I drinking? Nope, too early to drink.
Mm.
And the dude took off. Yeah. And so when the cop showed up, I was just like, yeah, man, like, he just took off.
Yeah.
And I was like, to be honest, I think it was my fault.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, don't say that.
Yeah. Why would you say that?
Yeah, he was just like, he was like, a lot of people here in this neighborhood don't have license. Or they're illegals or whatever the fuck. So it's like, did you get the license plate on? I was like, yeah. He was like, all right, well, just write it in. Then he hit you and he ran.
Not you incriminating yourself.
Ah, fuck it. It's already over.
Over and done with.
Over and done with.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll go, but no car crashes.
Like, you'll rent the car.
Oh, okay. You can't drive that car then.
I will not.
Yeah, perfect.
That sounded so like literally. I will not. Yeah. I will not drive the car.
Very nice.
Very nice. You drive me.
How much?
How much? It takes your time. I'll leave the mustache too, huh?
Yeah. All right, cool. So how do people find you?
Social media is badly made tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, badly made underscore tattoos and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And then Facebook is just Fernando Badly.
And you don't have a TikTok?
No.
We're going to get you started on that.
Yeah, we'll TikTok it up.
Yes.
Before China gets rid of it.
Before the United States gets rid of it.
Oh, yeah.
So China will still have it.
Yeah.
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 So I'm moving to China.
We're going to China.
What else am I supposed to do at like 2 a.m. when I can't sleep?
Well, now when I take a shit, I won't have to take a shower anymore. Mm. You know what I mean? Because like I won't be all dried up.
Mm. True.
True. But yeah, TikTok is amazing.
It really is.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you not have one?
Fuck.
All right, we're going to do it.
Okay. Okay. Anyways.
Anyways. Yeah. So anything else that you want people to know about you? Like,
Free Night Artist, and I only book 3 months at a time, so you don't have to wait. Because I used to book like 6 months at a time, uh-huh. but now it's only 3 months at a time.
I don't book.
Okay. Except for you.
I'm just kidding.
Because you're weird. And so my waiting list is not very long.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But it's also like if books are closed, they're closed.
So you're 3 months out right now?
3 months. Okay. Yeah. And then we'll open books back up next month.
Okay.
And then we'll book it up for another 3 months. And then that's like that. Okay. I mean, it makes it easier that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That way people don't have to like get one tattoo and then wait another 6 months to get
true.
The work done.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, well, don't worry about it. Okay. 3 months, we'll see you again. That's plenty of time for someone's tattoo to heal up too.
Yeah. Do you want to say like where you normally start at or like your price point?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So half day, full day. Half day 600, full day 900. Mm-hmm. And then when you book in a full day, my lovely daughter, she caters to us. Oh. And we have food.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have to eat.
Yeah. 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 So the client gets to eat, you know what I mean, these orgasmic foods, whatever.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? And then she does all that catering stuff. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And you're located where?
1604 and Blanco as of now. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's Image Studios, and then everyone there is like super chill.
Yeah.
I fucking love that place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Like we got a new girl next to us.
Uh-huh.
And she does like facial shit and she's super cool.
Nice.
And of course me and Tara.
Yeah. Homies.
Like homies.
Yeah.
And then
my homies met.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny how
which is so fucking random.
Random. Super random.
She's like, there's this really cool guy across the hall from me. And I was like, my tattoo artist is there. But I didn't know where. And she's like, who is it? And I was like, Fernando. She's like, shut up.
Yep.
So anyway, now y'all are homies.
We're all homies there.
I love
We're
that. All homies. I love that. I know I need to go see Mariah.
Oh, yeah, Mariah.
Yeah. Okay,
she's
cool.
She's our cheerleader friend.
Yes, she's so cute. So bite-sized.
And then her husband, like, could be a stand-up comedian.
Nice.
Yeah, but like very like mellow tone.
Yeah. You like gotta meet him. Dry.
Have you met him yet?
I don't know. Did he go to the grand opening?
Yeah.
Maybe. I think he did.
Yeah, because he was hanging out with Victor.
Tall, and right?
His, yeah, Victor and his husband.
Okay. Oh, then yeah. Yeah. Then yeah, I met him.
Yeah, tall dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You gotta have a conversation with him.
Okay.
Like 5 minutes of it, and you'll be pissing your pants. Yeah. He's hilarious, dude.
Okay.
But he doesn't cuss.
Interesting.
Yeah, because they're like very Christian.
Ooh, good to know.
Yeah, like they're about the word.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. But what trips me out about them is that they're not like, but you have to read the word. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's what we are.
Yeah.
This is what you are.
Yeah.
Like, you can come meet us in the middle.
Yeah.
Or we're good how we are.
Yeah.
That's what I love about them.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think Tara's the same way.
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's all about the word.
Yeah.
But she's not firsting it down like anyone's. Anyone's throat, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I'm not ready yet.
No. Yeah.
I'm still a vampire.
For life.
For life.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Well, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Sorry it took too long.
I know, finally got in. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anything else?
That's it.
Any last words?
Any last words? If you find Lupita,
seriously call.
Yeah. Like, we're not just bi curious, we're just curious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super curious. Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer, for booking him for this time. But yeah, guys, make sure that you follow and book him. And like, if you don't have a tattoo and you want one, definitely let him be your first. And if not, either let him be your last. I don't know, whatever. Like, he's a great tattoo artist. Yeah. Bam, 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 bam. He's a great body modification CEO artist, techno, whatever.
See what
the
I mean?
Fuck. Whatever.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, let's just close it off.
Make sure that you follow him, follow me, Nathaniel210 on everything. Or Natasha Gonzalez, look me up. Again, don't forget to subscribe and like and share and do all that. Really appreciate you guys, and I will see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye. Are we done?